Nice to have a friend back here on Sports Byline. Jerry Rice joins us, arguably the greatest wide receiver in the history of the game. 20-year career, 16 of those with the San Francisco 49ers, and of course a three-time Super Bowl champion with the 49ers. You know, Jerry, when I was watching the action over the weekend, I know how dangerous it is for wide receivers to go across the middle, focusing on the ball coming their way, not having to worry about defensive backs or even linebackers. And then you add into the mix the replacement referees. How glad is Jerry Rice that he is not playing today?
Well, you know, you can't really think about the officials and just go out there and play. So many bad calls this year, and you got the best athletes, the best professional players on the field, and you also need the best officials. So I don't know how this is going to get worked out. It needs to get done, because if these officials, if they continue blowing calls the way they're blowing calls, it's going to be very costly down the end.
Well, the thing I think that worries me, and I asked that question of you, Jerry, is because that I think that once you know the dog's away, the mice will play, if you know what I'm talking about. I mean, those guys out there, if they don't have confidence that the officials know what they're doing and will call what they know is illegal, then those guys are going to try to take every edge. And I worry about wide receivers and others, because I saw some hits over the weekend. Heyward Bey with the Raiders just got unloaded upon and had to be in the hospital overnight. So that's why I kind of asked that question that way. I mean, does it make the game that is already hard and physical and dangerous to some degree even more so under the circumstances of the replacement refs?
Well, you know, I think the referees, they can only do so much to protect players. You know, they're going to throw the flags, but it's up to the league and what Roger Goodell, what he's doing. You know, heavy fines if you leave with your helmet or anything like that. And a lot of the guys, you're still getting some of those blows, you know, to the head, but it's kind of hard to determine how to tackle, knowing that this is a violent sport. And I think these guys are a little hesitant, but they're just going to have to really abide by the rules. And if you don't do that, there's going to be consequences. And I'm sure the guy who hit Heyward Bey, he's going to get fined. You certain things you can't do now.
Jerry, you and I have known each other for a long time. I knew you when you came into the National Football League. You and I have talked on this program certainly about your upbringing in Mississippi. And I've wondered whether you have ever just sat back and thought about Jerry Rice's life, how it began, where it developed, and then coming into the National Football League for 20 years, three Super Bowl championships, Hall of Fame, and even after your career, what you have done and developed as a person. I mean,
Ron, you know what? I never do that. I haven't arrived yet, and I think one of my coaches, he would always say, "Hey Jerry, sometimes you need to stop and smell the roses." I haven't had time to do that, but so many guys really helped me get in the position where I was able to break so many records. You know, to have two Hall of Famers, to have the genius coach Bill Walsh, to have so many great fans, to have people in the media work with me, and yes, it was a little confrontational at times, but I, you know, somehow we got on the same page, and then I got to a point where I knew I needed the media to be on my side. So it's just so many people played a part and really put me in a position where I was able to do some great things on the football field.
And you know, I know I've been around a long while with you because I've gone through all your hairstyles.
Yeah, you know that. Wow, that was hard. So that would change around a lot, and it was the same way in football. I would change. I would come in one year, I was a little bit heavier. The next year, I would come in lighter, and I would always challenge myself. And I think that was the thing that kept pushing me. I never got complacent, or I felt like I had arrived.
Were you ever superstitious? I know a lot of athletes at pro sports, you know, they'll wear the same socks, the uniform the same way, not step on the line in baseball as they're going on the field. How about for you, Jerry? Were you ever superstitious?
Very much so. You know, with my uniform, I had to have new socks, new pants. My jersey had to fit a certain way, new shoes. So it was like a ritual thing. and I stuck with that ritual every game. So there are a lot of guys in the league right now. You know, there's certain things that they just do before the game. It becomes routine. And my thing is, when I ran on the field, I would always, I'll run the field and I would always run over to the right side. That was like my section right there. And I would always get those fans going, Candlestick Park, you know, and that's a memory I'll never forget.
One of the other things, too, that I am most proud of you as a friend is that after the career was over with on the playing field, you made a nice transition off the field. And I think about you with Dancing with the Stars and the endorsements and the commercials that you've done. Was that a hard thing for you? Because when you came out of Mississippi, you were kind of on the shy side a little bit.
I'm still shy, but I was taught to adapt by Bill Walsh. And, you know, with the campaign that I'm doing now, with kids being obese and also overweight, you know, this is something I did when I was a little kid. I would always go outside. I would always play basketball or catching the football. And basically it's the same what I want these kids to do with the Kinect for Xbox 360 and the NFL Play 60. What they're trying to do, they put together this challenge. It's the 60 million minutes. It's a nationwide movement to recruit 1 million kids of all ages across the United States to pledge to be active for 60 minutes each day. And if you're able to do that, it's going to do wonders for you, and also you can do it with your parents.
You know, you bring up a very interesting thing about kids today and being involved and connected. You know, you look around, and we do have a problem in this country with obesity. Where do you think the problem lies? What is it that kids are not doing that you and I did not do when we were growing up, Jerry?
I think what the kids are doing is basically just sitting on the couch. They're playing games on the computer, but with this Kinect for Xbox 360, you can play, you can box, you can run, you can dance, and if you just do that for an hour, you're going to burn so many calories. And like I said, I think it's a unique way for kids and families to get out of the house together and be active.
You know, Jerry, the other thing is that you've never read about Jerry Rice having a problem off the field. You've led an exemplary life that way. And that's a lot of pressure on athletes. People expect them to be a particular way. You and I have talked about your upbringing. Tell me a little bit about the seeds of the way your parents raised you that helped you stay on the direct path.
Well, I'm not something else. I was going to get punched, but that just taught me how to treat people and how you should represent yourself. And I always looked at myself when I came to the San Francisco 49ers as being a professional, and I was representing the San Francisco 49ers, but also the city of San Francisco. So, you know, I never wanted to let anyone down. So they really instilled in me hard work, dedication, but also treating people a certain way and how you looked at. And I was one of those individuals that always to be able to be positive, for people to look at me a certain way. I enjoy being a role model. I enjoy kids up to me and ask me for my autograph. So I pride in it.
Was it hard for you when you walked off the field, because football was such a large part of your life, both in college and when you were a young kid, and then 20 years in the National Football League, to make that transition into Jerry Rice, the not football player?
That was my comfort zone. Then all of a sudden I didn't have that anymore. And, you know, you try to look for something to replace that, but I couldn't replace that. Because that was a time where it was so exciting, and I was able to touch so many lives. But you know, after football, you go to the second phase of your life, and what I was able to accomplish on the football field, I took it into the second phase, and I'm still a workaholic, and I'm enjoying what I'm doing.
Jerry, I want to thank you. Thank you for your kindness to me over the years as a young sportscaster, and our friendship as well. And every time I've called on you when I've been over in Iraq or Afghanistan with the troops, you've always been there as well. And it makes me happy not only for you to go into the National Football League Hall of Fame, but also the success that you had in the game and now off the field as well. Thank you very much, my friend. I look forward to the next time we get together.
Okay, Ron. Care now.
Jerry Rice with us. And again, he's helping combat childhood obesity with this campaign, along with Kinect for Xbox 360 and the NFL Play 60. They've teamed up for the 60 Million Minutes Challenge, which is a nationwide movement to recruit 1 million kids of all ages across the country to pledge to be active for 60 minutes each day. And this is something that's very important. And it was an honor for me to be able to watch him come into the NFL as a rookie and then finally go into the NFL Hall of Fame. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.